Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, Show Season 2 Mix number
21.
21. 21. Welcome to the Halala Show. Hey, Rika G, this mix is brought to you by
Upstream. Yo.
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 Bro.
Bro.
Wala nang nasabi. But yes, it is brought to you by Upstream. You can catch the crudes and new age on www.upstream.ph starting June 1. That is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, so check it out, Upstream PH. We've talked about Upstream before. Remember when we watched Fangirl way back in the day?
You know?
It's a great site where you can stream movies. So, you know, you can get tickets to the new Croods movie from the comfort of your own home. And just for one ticket, you can watch it with the whole family. So go to www.upstream.ph. You can look through their catalog and you can check out their social media at Upstream PH on Twitter and Instagram or facebook.com/upstream.ph/Philippines for more information about their upcoming shows. We'll talk more about them later on. But hi, Rika G. How are you?
Hello. It's been a week.
Yes.
It's been a freaking fire week and not in a good way.
Mm.
More like in an oven type of way. Like we're being baked up in here.
For real. Ain't it, no?
Grabe. Like legit. Right now, as I'm sitting down on my chair, not even doing anything, not moving my arms, I'm dripping in sweat. I don't know why. It's just freaking fucking hot, man.
I know my chair is like, smells like ass sweat, bro.
Ass sweat.
It's like the worst kind of sweat.
It is. Oh anyway, no, there's feet sweat.
Feet sweat's pretty bad too. Pretty bad. Mm. Anyway, let's tell the listeners what the show is all about. For all the first-time listeners, welcome to the Halala Show.
What's up? So we start with our lives, which is where you've been. And then we move on to the TTs, which is the trending topics.
Yeah, today's TTs. We got a bunch today. We'll talk about the Julia Barreto. Thank you, Julia Barreto, for giving us content every year, by the way.
Yeah,
but
every
something
freaking year.
Something about Issa. People were saying that she was wasn't very truthful about her history with eating Esau. We'll talk about that. Another thing is that a video went viral on social media of a woman kind of assaulting some officers from the Manila Traffic and Parking Bureau, MTPB. And it's a pretty crazy video. I will talk about that. And then Rika found something pretty cool, right?
This 10-year-old boy from Sultan Kudarat was featured on Kapuso Mo Jessica Soho. And we're going to talk about that.
Yep. And to round out the mix today, we're talking two things related to Friends. First, the Friends reunion, which I'm sure everyone has probably watched now. You know, whether you have HBO Max or not, I'm sure you've seen it. And Eli Buendia talking about the Eraserheads and their relationship, or are they really friends? So those are the TTs that we're going to be talking about today. Shall we start with where you been, though?
You first.
Me first? Okay, cool. I actually did stuff this week, man.
Okay.
The highlight of my week was I went with Reese, you know, Reese of the Foodie Station. We ate with Spanky. You might know Spanky. Do you know Spanky, Rika?
Yeah.
Spanky.
I met him a couple of times.
Yeah, he's like a food guy, man. He's like he's a blogger, he's a TV host, he's a writer. But yeah, we were able to eat at this Italian restaurant, which was my first time there. It's a nice, I would say, an upscale place. It's called Caruso. Have you been there, Reeks?
Ooh, no.
Dude, it's so good, man. It's like legit, like it's owned by an 85-year-old Italian guy who we didn't get to meet, unfortunately, because, you know, he's a senior, so he couldn't be at this restaurant. But wow, it is probably the best Italian food that I've had here in the Philippines. You know, outside of going to Italy and eating Italian food, this is probably the closest that you're ever going to get. It's nice, man. It's called Caruso. You should go check it out.
Where is it?
It is in, I think, Makati. Like, I don't know, Reese drove. So, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's in Makati area.
Okay.
Around Kalayaan, because we took like that road, you know, the back road. So it's around Kalayaan. So I think it's Makati. Ate a lot of dishes. They have this like crepe thing, which was fucking fantastic. It's like this first time I tried it. It's like a fried crepe with like mushrooms, mushroom sauce. Their pizza, their anchovy pizza was so good. Their pasta was amazing. I would highly recommend you go check out Caruso. It is it's a nice place, I think, especially, you know, if you're not comfortable going right now because it's pandemic. And when things reopen and where everyone's feeling a little more comfortable going out, it's a great place for like a date or maybe like a business meeting. Ganda. Caruso. Go check that place out.
But it's on the expensive side. Is it on the expensive side?
It is a little bit pricier than, okay. You know, it's not, I would say for maybe two people, you'll end up spending like maybe $2,000 or $3,000.
Is it more like, I know, parang like going to Toyo?
Yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm. Maybe Toyo is a little more expensive, especially if you're going to do the whole
set meals course, or whatever. Yeah.
But it's a little pricier, but I think it's well worth it just for the experience and the authenticity.
Right.
Italian food, you know?
When it comes to expensive experiences, I think food is up there for me. Like I would pay, you know, I would pay for a really expensive meal just because it's a meal, because it's a whole experience. Do you get me? Like,
yeah.
Compared to other people who buy, you know, luxury bags and luxury shoes or whatever, I'm more comfortable spending that amount of money on food and dining, especially dining.
Yeah, I think I've shared before here, like one of the most expensive things that I've ever done is pay for an expensive meal at Mecha Uma. It's a BGC.
Yeah, dude.
I forgot how much I shelled out. It was like $14,000 or some shit like
fuck.
That.
Fuck!
But also in terms of like most expensive dining experiences in the States, when I went to like Las Vegas before, I remember paying like $80 for like a really fancy buffet. They had like crab legs and stuff. $80 is like $4,000. So it's pretty,
Though we kind of have something like that before when it was open in Okada. Isn't that the price of their dinner buffet?
Actually, I'm not
because
sure.
I think it's around that price because, you know, they do have that, like the premium seafood. And then they also have the prime rib steak and some shit. Yeah. Some really expensive shit that I think it's worth it to pay that price, especially if you have that array of food in front of you. You can just pick whatever, and then you can get champagne and wine, like literally all you can eat, like a freaking Roman. True. Man,
actually I think Spiral Sofitel ba yun?
Spiral is like it's around 3, that price 5 too. Parang ganun din, 5 yeah.
They have a whole room full of cheese.
Yeah, it's the cheese room, man. I miss the cheese room.
That shit is crazy.
That is crazy.
But that's pretty much like what I did for in terms of outside the home. In home though, I
like ordering, you mean?
No. I'm talking about just like what I did this week. In terms of doing anything outside the house, I just went to Caruso. But this past weekend on Saturday, I actually had a hosting, but it was a hosting style that I've never ever done before. It was on this app called Calamansi, which I think you're familiar with, Reeks. We've talked about an app before here called Clubhouse, and there's something similar on Twitter now called Twitter Spaces, where it's just audio. Like there's no video component. Yeah. It's like you're in a live chat room. Kumbaga, para siyang ano, TED Talk, right?
You so have it's kind of like anybody can be a speaker, right? Like
anybody can be a speaker. If you're the host. But we did something called Hangout for Heroes, and there were so many like artists and like hosts, like there was a lot of us, and it ran from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Over the course of 2 days. And it was to help bring awareness and donations to support the frontliners of the Philippine Red Cross. And it was really cool. I only hosted for maybe 2 hours. I think Grace, I hosted for Grace Note, Crystal Paras, who I met for the first time. She's a singer, in case you're not familiar. And who else? I forgot the last guest name, but see Charlene San Pedro, and we just kind of, and they just sang, or I mean, they played their songs, and then we just a little talk. But It was so cool. Like it was like a really cool experience because it was all audio. I was literally, I was in my, I was on the couch lying down, like in my underwear.
oh gosh.
For real.
That's the beauty of, you know, of that type of app.
Yeah. So I'm hoping like they, not just Kalawansi, but I hope there's like audio only hosting opportunities for us in the future. Cause I think it really works in our favor, especially our skill set, because we work in radio, so we're used to that. So that was really fun. Probably one of the easiest and easiest hostings I've done, and I really enjoyed it. And then the last thing is, oh, I started a new show because we went to Caruso. So I also met another person there, and his name was Pepper. He's also a food writer. So Pepper and Spanky, who were at the lunch, recommended, you know, we were talking about TV shows and stuff. And they recommended this British crime show called Line of Duty. Line of Duty, and it's on Netflix. And they you know, they spoke highly of it. They, you know, high praises for the show. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll check it out. Cause, and I watched season one, and I binged it in like a day. It's not like six episodes. It's like an hour per episode. It's a really good show, man. I was really impressed with how engaging it was. Such a good show. Have you seen it, Line of Duty?
Not yet.
Super solid. Like I really think if anyone, you know, if you're listening, go check it out on online. Line of Duty, great
duty
show. Line of Duty.
Mature.
Oh, I also watched Cruella.
Oh cool. You and the other Lecce fans, see you in the movie, detention area.
That movie is really, really good, man.
Right.
Like, I was very entertained start to finish. It's a little bit long, but, you know, I think it, the pacing was solid. And the acting, Emma Stone and the bad guy in the movie, see Emma Thompson, bad girl, like Emma Thompson.
Okay.
Was really like, they were really good. They carried the movie. I think that the outfits were fantastic too. Like the out, I don't know, like, but there's a met among best costumes, Oscars.
Yeah.
There is, right? I'm pretty sure they're going to win. Like if ever, like, I don't know what can compete with that. Like it was really a well-made film. And I think, you know, if you have an opportunity to watch it, go check it out. Cruella.
I feel like I'm going to watch it this week. It's nice. Just that I'm so tired of people telling me, you haven't watched Cruella? I'm like, I'm sorry na, ha? Like, I just want to strangle. Honestly, I'm about to get my period. That's why I'm like this. But it's like, I want to strangle people asking me, you haven't watched Cruella? Oh, God. Shut the fuck up, man. I'm going to watch it, okay?
And then, of course, the Friends reunion, but we'll talk about that later for the TT, so I'm saving that. But Finn, how about you, Rika G? What did you do, friend?
Yeah, actually, this week I had to go out for a meeting because I'm hosting another wedding next month.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I went to Moa, and it's freaking, you know, the heat in Moa around that area is just on another level. I think it's because it's beside the sea. So, you know, I don't know when it comes to like weather and the temperature, I think it becomes a little hotter in there, and not just hotter. It's more like damp.
Okay.
Damp up in there. So I went there to meet with the couple that I'm hosting their wedding. And oh, I had to walk for like 5 minutes under that heat in my makeup. You know what? When I arrived in the restaurant that we were supposed to meet in, my makeup was gone. It was on my shirt. Like it was not cute. But I mean, I'm happy that, you know, the hosting gigs are already coming in, and just like the ones that we had before. So very excited for that one. And then nice. What else? This week, I worked out, and then I did our headstand practice. I think I could do a headstand a little far from the wall now. So that's a good accomplishment for this week, because it's still scary, because you know how you feel like, I feel like my back is going to break whenever I do a headstand. But
I've never tried, so I can't really.
Honestly, when I first tried it, I thought I wasn't going to do it. I mean, like, I wasn't able. I couldn't do it. There we go. What happened to my grammar? But anyway, when I first tried it, I thought I was just going to fall or my body can't take it. Apparently, it's like the weight, it's not supposed to be on your head. It's supposed to be on your shoulders and your elbows.
Mm.
So it's not supposed to be your head carrying the whole weight, which I never understood because whenever I would see people do a headstand, it's like, damn, they have a really strong neck.
Actually, I have a traumatic experience because, you know, when I was really young, I was super obese. Mm-hmm. And we had a, you know, we had like for PE, like the gymnastics kami or whatever.
Right.
And we had to do a, like a forward roll, like parang roll lang, not like a thumb. Yeah. I don't know what you call it, but so I couldn't do it. And then my teacher kind of helped me do it one time, but mm-hmm. I was so heavy that when I did my forward roll, I think I like hit the back of my neck, like okay. when I made the roll. And I honestly, I remember this like feeling. I mean, I don't remember exactly what happened, but I remember feeling like I paralyzed myself for like a few seconds. It was so scary. Like I couldn't move.
Really?
For real. Dude.
Was it, do you think it was like you were just shocked?
Cause my weight was so heavy on like the, you know, the neck, you know, like that spine neck connecting part.
Yeah.
But when you break that, like you're paralyzed and shit. I feel like I tweaked that when I did that. Damn.
Yeah, it is scary. Yeah. So I don't really careful.
I don't mess with anything that involves like my neck anymore.
Exactly. That's why it's also really scary. And I think also that's the reason why our instructor is extra careful, like always reminding us to do the right pose because they're not there to help us when we get injured, right? So
yeah.
Actually, I was just thinking about it. Our instructor is just so... what do you call this? It's so detailed because we've been doing this for almost a year now. Thankfully, nobody got injured and nobody's getting injured just because she's extra detailed. So if you guys want to join us, I always post on our Instagram where to contact our coach. You can also message me if you guys want to join us. It's really fun. They're like 30-minute quick fire exercises that you can just do in your home. You don't even need anything. And then what else? Oh, I watched a bunch of stuff. Did I tell you that I started watching The Good Place?
Finally.
Yeah, I know. I started watching The Good Place. I'm on season 2.
Oh, you like it?
A little. I'm already in the middle of season 2 and I just it's getting a little parang dark. / it's a bummer already at this point. And if I want to feel bummed about something, I'd rather just watch Grey's Anatomy. So that's what I did. I did switch to Grey's Anatomy. I feel like I can't watch The Good Place. Like,
it's a deep show.
Every day. Alam mo yon, parang I can't binge it. But I will watch it. I did kind of enjoy it. It's not the same feeling as, you know, watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but Kevin is there. I like watching Manny Jacinto. Oh, yeah. What a cutie. Oh gosh. Man. Good looking man. I also, what else did I forget? I try to watch something. I forgot. Oh, what do you call that? Something Q. John Q.
Oh, did you like it?
I finally watched John Q. And yes, I did. I did like it. And I don't know. Napaisip nga rin ako eh because it was brought up in The Good Place, you know, that philosophical dilemma. If you're going to kill one person, so you won't kill five people.
Yeah.
But, or will you kill the five people? Because you know, the person that, you know, the other person, what do you call that?
The trolley dilemma.
Yes. It's a philosophical dilemma that apparently I've been reading up on. Apparently, like there's really no right answer to it.
True.
And it was somehow also brought up in John Q, right? Like he was about to give up his own life, like literally take this heart out of my chest to save my kid. But the doctor just doesn't want to because, I mean, he took an oath. Well, he was about to. But at first he said no because, you know, he took an oath, you know, to protect life. And he was a perfectly healthy man.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just about to kill him.
Right.
But yeah, it was an interesting, that was actually, when it comes to that, I like those parts, in The Good Place, you know, when it makes you think. It's pretty deep. Yeah.
It's a deep show.
Yeah, it is a deep show. What else? What else did I watch? I don't think I watched anything else, really. I've just been, there's just a lot of stuff going on when you're an army. So I feel like if I tell you guys about it, you won't get it or you're just going to tune out. But yeah, you know, performances here and there.
Oh, the pop-up store. I messaged you about it. What's that all about? I just saw it and I was like, Reeks, we should go, man.
I actually, the first day that SM Mega Mall posted that photo of the BTS logo in Mega Mall, I was there. Like literally people were tweeting me that check out Mega Mall. And I'm like, lucky me, I'm in Mega Mall. Mm-hmm. So I passed by and it was just, you know, just the wall. But now that it's up, I'm super excited. I have a schedule already and it's going to be on Thursday. I'm going to go there. Nice. You have to go to the website and it's the scheduling is free, but obviously when you go there, you're going to spend money, right? However, it's also okay. It's okay then though to just like go there and not buy anything. You can just like take photos and shit. Doesn't matter. Because I think people from the media were invited a day prior to the opening or the opening itself. So people already saw a little bit of what's inside and what you can buy. There are a bunch of like jackets and mic drop bomber jackets. And I cannot wait.
Like let's say did they release the price list? I was curious.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. So it's on the expensive side, TBH, yeah. But I do know that it's good material. So like the sweaters are like around 4,000 and then there's like a 7,000 peso jacket. But you have to remember it's good material. And then on top of that, it's also BTS merch. So it's not like they're going to release it again. Like,
yeah, next I want to go there and get like a time. Shirt, man. I want a shirt.
Yeah. So there are shirts that are like, I think 2,000 to 3,000 peso. So there are like the more affordable ones, the trinkets, little trinkets. They have like sticky notes and keychains and ball pens. Mm. So I'm sure a lot of people can buy merch and you don't have to break the bank.
Nice.
And there are also a lot of like big figurines there of Tiny Tans and BT21. So I cannot freaking wait. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. I'm actually a little sad that my close friends who are also fans of BTS are not here with me. Although they are in other countries where there will be a BTS pop-up, but they're not with me. Do you get me? Because it's different when you're with, you know, co-armies. And it's different, especially if they're your friends. Which reminds me, actually, speaking of co-armies here in the Philippines, there's this like new app or website that people have been using. It's called Stationhead. And I think a lot of the big BTS accounts, like BTS Stan accounts, are using it now to stream and let people hear them stream. Do you get me? It's like a listening party.
Okay.
And then, so I joined the one from BTS on Radio PH, which is a big account here in the Philippines. And I joined, and it was just so funny because I know that the people on the, because you can chat, right?
Yeah.
I know that the people on the comment section were mostly like younger than me, probably like in their early 20s, because it's like pure kalat. That was the term. Super. But it was really funny and really entertaining. So I'm actually really happy that I joined. And I got to listen to a bunch of BTS songs and contribute to streams. So that was my reason why I wanted to join the Stationhead radio program, whatever.
Nice.
But yeah, that's it.
That's it, Finn?
Bam.
All right. Well, pal, let's do the TTs.
TTs.
First one we're talking about, Julia Barreto. Netizens have called out Julia Barreto because she mentioned that she denied ever eating isaw, you know, isaw, mm-hmm. the Pinoy street food.
Was it on her channel or Gerald's channel?
I think it was, I don't know which channel, but it was a video with her and her boyfriend, Gerald Anderson. And Gerald asked Julia, like, if she's ever tried eating isaw, and she said never ever and then only for you. Parang ano, like a sweet moment, like never ever, only for you. However, netizens have dug up an old video that actually shows what appears to be like Julia Berto mm-hmm. is actually eating Isao in an episode of Gandang Gabi Vice alongside actor Enrique Hill.
Right.
So that was kind of a rebuttal to the her statement with Gerald. And it's kind of, wala lang. I don't know. I feel like, is it a bad thing that she said, like, that she, quote unquote, I guess, lied about eating Isao?
to be honest, okay, I don't find anything wrong with that video because, first of all, it's nothing incriminating. It's not like, you know, she lied about, I don't know, like a really heavy thing.
Yeah.
I think she was just making pa-cute to her boyfriend. So what? Ooh. And I don't know why it blew up. I mean, like, it's like another type of noise that I really do not put my energy into it. Like, I, because immediately I saw a lot of tweets, you know, hating on Julia and stuff like that. Yeah, I did talk about it with my friends. We laughed about it, but just within us, you know, I didn't really take out the time in my day to actually formulate a tweet and spew out hate, but.
Take the time to find that video, right?
Exactly. I was just thinking, okay, fine. So she lied a little bit and she was making pa-cute to her boyfriend. Yeah. Okay, bye. Next, you know?
Yeah. By the way, it was on Gerald Anderson's YouTube channel, but I just
there,
wanted to make sure.
There we go.
But yeah, it's just the effort to kind of, I mean, who remembers that?
I know.
At all? Like someone saw Gerald Anderson's video and like, wait a minute. I remember in 2016, I think I saw Julia Barreto eating Isao on Gundam Double Vice.
This is the type of thing. This is really the type of thing that you can just talk about with your friends.
Yeah.
And then that's it. You know, don't make it a big, huge thing that you want to cancel another celebrity. Let the girl live, man.
Yeah. I mean, and it is possible. It is possible that she maybe tried it once and forgot. Mm. I mean,
probably, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a little bit because Isao is a very distinct, like you remember what most people who try Isao for the first time, if you're told what it is, you'll probably remember. Like, it's like, oh, this is the innards of whatever, right? But at the same time, I feel like people ask me all the time, have you tried blank? Have you tried blank? And I don't remember. And then when I see it or when they finally bring it out, I'll be, oh, wait, I've tried this before.
Right.
So in a way, it's possible that she forgot. And that was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't remember what I ate, you know, for breakfast sometimes. So
that's true.
It's true, right? Most people don't remember what they ate last Thursday.
So to be honest, the type of Isao that I want are the skinny ones. I never eat the Isao that are fat. There are some like stalls that sell like kind of like the fat ones and then they don't burn it.
It's so
they don't,
juicy though, man.
I know. I don't like it. I don't like the texture in my mouth. So when I do, buy Isao, I want it toasted, like extra toasted, like a little crisp on the crispy Isao. Side.
Mm.
And then, yeah. But if it's just like, alam mo yung parang medyo charred and then it's still a little gummy. Yeah, no, dude.
Okay.
I actually have Isao in my refrigerator now.
I like Isao a lot.
Me too.
So yeah, anyway, that's the story with Julia B and the Isao. They call it Isao Gate.
Isao, guys, come on, man.
Anyway, Wapow?
Wapow.
Wapow. All right. Another kind of video that went viral. This one for something I feel like is way more negative than what Julia did.
Mm-hmm.
A 26-year-old female driver was arrested after assaulting, resisting, and disobeying a Manila Traffic and Parking Bureau or MTPB officer in Malate, Manila last Thursday morning. So a video of the incident actually surfaced online. It was picked up by news publications and then it went viral on Facebook as well as on Twitter with hundreds of thousands of views across the board. And I sent the video. Did you watch the whole thing, Rick, or you just saw a clip of it?
Yeah, just like half of the video.
I mean, it's
like,
the same thing for, it's like a 5 minute long video where this woman is, oh shit. Oh, wait, I gotta pause it. this woman is literally like verbally abusing this poor parking enforcer guy and saying like, you know, just really mean stuff. She it was crazy, man, because she was instructed to, like, she was stopped. So the story is she was flagged down, and then she kind of tried to go away, like, mm-hmm. like escape from them, because I think she tried to beat a red light. So they chased after her, and then they stopped her. And after that, after she was asked to present her license and, like, her, you know, ORCR and whatever, she became really abusive, like, physically and verbally.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, she was, like, there were a bunch of the officers kind of telling her to, you know, calm down, please take your hand. Like, mm-hmm. her hand was on the officer's, like, shirt, and she wouldn't uh-huh. let go, bro. It was crazy. It was pretty nuts, man. And I don't know, like, how, I wonder why she was so, because she was able.
Aggressive?
Yeah. She was able to show her ORCR, but she failed to present her driver's license. So her fault is that she was driving without a license. But to go to that extent, I don't know why. I don't know. If I got caught, right, and I didn't have my license, I don't think it would be enough for me to want to fight someone
mm-hmm.
to defend myself.
And to be honest, it's a losing game, man, yeah. when you try to, you know, throw hands with a police officer.
Yeah.
You will always be at fault because you're not supposed to do that. They are doing their job. You know, they're not doing this because of personal reasons. They hate you or whatever. Yeah. It's because you broke the law. And, you know, that's just, they're also, I'm guessing, protecting other people. And it just shows that you're just, you know, this action, what you did, diba, mali na nga yung ginawa niya, that she went out to drive without a driver's license. And then you're gonna put something on top of that that's also wrong.
Yeah.
Which is assaulting an officer.
Mm-hmm.
So, diba?
Yeah, the officer in question, by the way, his name is Marco Anzures Jr. He's shown in the video actually handling it very well. He didn't, you know, he didn't hit back. They were trying to talk her. I heard him and the other officers were trying to talk her down. Actually, in the video, if you kind of really, what do you call it? Scrub through it. It actually shows him kind of bleeding a little bit due to the assault. Like that's
harsh, man. It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, as he should. I mean, you're not really supposed. That's like the bare minimum, honestly. Mm-hmm. To, like, obviously not retaliate.
Yeah. So the what do you call it? The aftermath of this is that the woman was taken into the precinct, into the MPD Smart Precinct for investigation, and that she was charged with not only with driving without a license, but also charged with direct assault over the incident. And by the way, the penalty, in case you didn't know, according to the LTO, those who are caught driving without a license will be fined 3,000 pesos. And if it's a continued violation, they would also be disqualified from being granted a driver's license and prohibited from driving a car or motor vehicle for 1 year. So 3,000 pesos, it's not the worst fine in the world, yeah. right? I don't know why she was so distraught.
I just don't know what's going on with her in her head.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to correct something, the wrong thing that you did with another wrong thing.
Yeah.
And the result will just not be okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm expressing myself properly today.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense.
But that's my point. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to try to, like, reel it in a little bit. Yeah. But let me just, gather my thoughts. But that's my point, yeah.
Yeah, but so for those of you, if you ever get caught with a license, just don't hit anyone, all right? That's the final say, I guess, for True. Me on this one.
Road rage is super not cute. You know, whenever I get into, like, somebody else's car, let's say my crush or my significant other, once they raise their voice, I think, like, it's minus bogey points for me. It is so not cute. It is not cute because, honestly, first of all, what will happen if you shout?
Yeah.
First of all, and what will happen if you shout at me? Because you know what? I've actually had people shout at me because I said, take this route. And then it turned out to be traffic. And I'm like, ano ba kasalanan ko ba na traffic dito? Hindi, di ba? I mean, It's so annoying to do that. Anyway, this is just me ranting the whole episode. Thank you.
You know what? What pow? I'm sure you can't rant about our next TT. It's because it's actually a really nice story. But you just told me about this right prior to recording.
Yeah. So yes, actually I saw this online as well, but somebody brought it up in our Leche Fam group on Facebook. There's this 10-year-old boy from Sultan Kudarat, and he was featured on Kapuso Mo Jessica Soho for working in their lawn or in their, sorry, not lawn, but land, as in it's a 2 hectare. I don't know how to say that word. 2 hectare.
Yeah.
2 hectare land with their horse to help out his family. So at first, I think surface level, people thought that it was cute or it was very heartwarming. But then they also raised the point that this is basically, technically, child labor. Right? So there's that problem. However, I did find an article saying that donations started pouring in after that whole feature. So now people are sending in money, sending in groceries, and apparently his mom just got home from, like, I don't know, after a month. I don't know where she was or where she came from, but they haven't seen each other for a month. But she is home now, and they do have all these stuff, like, what do you call this? Like rice and eggs and groceries, basically. Mm. And then another development was he gave away some stuff to some of the people who are also struggling in his community. So can you imagine that? Like, what a kid. It is so adorable. Apparently, he wants to be part of the Philippine Navy one day. So that's like one of his goals. And yeah, it's just like a really heartwarming story. I think, I don't know. When it comes to that issue of child labor, definitely that is a problem. And I think we should definitely talk about that. But the whole result of the feature, since it is in a positive light, I mean, I think it's commendable.
Yeah. And actually, because of that feature and because of the power of social media, as much as we shit on how social media can be very toxic and bring people down, it actually can be also very uplifting. So there is a, according to this GMA news article online, there is a Filipino guy in Canada named Stuart who saw the story of the kid, whose name is Ray Mark, by the way, through social media. And then he put up like a group and asked other people to donate. You know, he shared the story, and apparently donations started rolling in, and they were able to kind of send them the donations that way. It's pretty cool. Like from Canada, right? Like Pinoy in Canada. It's just really cool that, someone was able to do that from across the world and help out this kid all the way in Sultan Kudarat, which is in Mindanao. And I've never been there, but I looked on Google. It's like at literally the farthest south of the Philippines, like at the bottom of the islands. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Sorry, I was on mute.
I was like, what's Tom? Did we lose you?
No, sorry. No, but yeah, there is still that whole issue of, you know, romanticizing child labor, that it's cute or heartwarming, but it still is a problem. And somebody actually raised the point, I think they were from DSWD, that, you know, obviously little kids like Raymark, right?
Yeah.
Are not supposed to do that type of labor. Although, I mean, like, I'm sure that kids are very, what do you call that? Like, what's that word? I'm looking for a word. Mm. That, like, they can do a lot of stuff, right? Obviously, because they're kids.
They have a lot of energy.
But they have a lot of energy. But they're apparently, like, they're not supposed to do that because of the physical harm that can happen in the future.
Yeah.
You know, they can have, like, early onset of arthritis and something with the bones. And also, he raised the point of maybe it might affect him emotionally, because if you see other kids, you know, 10-year-old kids usually are just playing outside, you know, they're supposed to be worrying about, their homework and mm-hmm. their friends and not actually earning a living for their family. That's not something that they're supposed to think about at that age. So he just raised a couple of points, which I think are valid, you know, just to think about that.
Okay. Makes sense. Anything else you want to share on this topic?
Nothing. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. That's it. Well, pal, before we go on to the final two topics, we're going to talk about the Friends reunion as well as the Ellie Buendia and his relationship with the rest of the Eraserheads. We got to do some
commercials
to pay the bills.
Commercials
to pay the bills.
Commercials
to pay the bills. All right, Riga G, this mix is actually brought to you by Upstream PH. Upstream PH, man, it is it's really cool, man. Like, I think it's such a great thing that they're doing when you can watch stuff online, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's just really cool also because, I mean, we used to enjoy watching movies in cinemas. I mean, I'm sure, ano ba, completely gone, right?
Yeah.
It was completely gone. Yeah. We can't watch movies in cinemas. But now streaming is the key.
Yeah. It's basically like everything is done from home and you can do that on Upstream PH. You can watch your favorite films, whether they're old, they're new, and they have literally it's a huge library and you don't have to go through Special Agent John.
No more. You're going to be like, dude, this is legit. This is Upstream, man. Yeah.
They got Korean titles. You know, if you're into the whole K-drama scene, there's Hollywood movies. And speaking of Hollywood, you know, I talked about this before, but the Croods, A New Age, or the sequel to The Croods, is going to be available starting tomorrow on Upstream, man.
You know what? I remember watching The Croods also, the first one, right? Mm-hmm. With my mom, like randomly, just with my mom.
So good. And
I know. I cannot wait to watch this this movie because it'll bring back memories.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, it's just really nice. Yeah.
And if you haven't watched The Croods, you know, it has Nicolas Cage, it's got Emma Stone, it's got, I think, Ryan Reynolds in it. But if you haven't watched it, Upstream's actually going to have like a bundle package where you can watch one and two just using one ticket. So you don't, you know, if obviously you're at home, you can watch it all on one screen. You don't have to pay for one ticket for each person. So if you want to do that, go check out Upstream, www.upstream.ph, and you can stream The Croods, A New Age, as well as check out other upcoming shows. There's Fatale with Hilary Swank, and they're gonna have their first Upstream original show, Rika G.
Cool.
It's called A Girl and a Guy, and it's directed by Eric Mati. Everyone knows Eric Mati, and it's coming out at the end of June, so June 29, only on Upstream PH. And
yes,
we are doing something really cool for our listeners.
Yes. Okay. So two lucky listeners will get to win tickets to The Croods, A New Age. And then you just have to check out all the information below. We're going to provide you with all the information. But again, check out Upstream. That's www.upstream.ph. And thank you to Upstream PH for sponsoring this episode. Yep,
check
you
our
guys
social media.
Love you.
Love you.
Yep.
And that does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. What pal? All right, we're moving on to the final two TTs of the mix. We're talking about the Friends reunion, and I'm sure millions of people. I don't know. Is it? You think millions of people? Yeah, probably. Right.
Yeah,
millions
probably.
Of people watched it, and I really enjoy. I don't know. Should we talk like spoilers? Because I don't know if everyone's seen it yet. But
maybe not. But not okay. I mean,
there
what
are,
do you like about it?
I really like. There is a revelation that I had never heard before, and you know, you already know what I'm talking about, right? It's the revelation, and we don't want to spoil it, but it involves two characters on the show and something in real life, which was crazy to me.
Well, yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I think people already know about it. There are multiple sources online and multiple articles online that said, you know, David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston, you know, actually had feelings for each other when they were doing the whole season of Rachel and not just the whole season, but like, you know, like the whole
seasons.
Rachel and Ross.
Seasons, yeah. What did you like about the reunion? And was there something that you didn't like, actually, now that we think about it?
Not really. A lot of people are saying that... No, actually, a lot of people had an issue with Matthew Perry. You know, his voice. They were concerned about, you know, his appearance. Yeah. Is he okay? But you have to remember that he did go through, you know, drug abuse and substance abuse. So that'll really take a toll on your body. And it's been what, 20 plus years already?
Yeah.
Of course, people will look, different. Mm-hmm. People look a little older. They're not going to be the same, but you could still see it in their eyes. And especially, I don't know, for me, what stood out was Joey, Matt LeBlanc, and Jennifer Aniston, or Rachel.
Yeah.
Phoebe is just me.
I think Lisa Kudrow looked like, out of all of them, she aged the best.
She's super beautiful. I wasn't into the fact that before all of this, mm-hmm. I didn't like the idea that it wasn't going to be a story, but since they already explained why they didn't do that, mm-hmm. I kind of understand. And I like this better. I feel like I like this better if, you know, compared to if they just continued on with a movie or a sitcom, because like they said in the whole reunion episode, they said that they just don't want to unravel things in the lives of the characters. They ended things pretty well. You know, Monica and Chandler has a family. Ross and Rachel, they're together. The Phoebe's married. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's just, yeah. I kind of agree. Definitely agree. I loved it when they first saw the set. They saw the set again. And then I also loved the scene where they saw that panel where people wrote, you know, their messages on the last day of shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really nice. And it was also nice to see like a B-roll of the last episode. I didn't know that's what happened after they said cut, you know, they hugged in the hallway. That was such an iconic hallway too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to actually do it there with all of the cast members and the producers and the writers. So that was pretty fun. Can you imagine if you were part of the staff? Just the staff, you know, I would be so privileged to actually be part of the Friends production team and stuff. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I think the cast members gave a little bit of closure because it wasn't an episode, right? But they gave closure. Like Joey said that, or Matt LeBlanc said that Joey's probably owns a sandwich shop now.
And, yeah.
You know, gave a little bit of aftermath. So I think that at least that gives some closure to the people who wanted maybe to see where the Friends are 10, 20 years, since the finale. A big thing that people were talking about were the guest appearances.
Yes.
One was in a more, I guess, negative light side was that a lot of people were looking for Paul Rudd. Of course, Paul Rudd played, what's his, the name of
Phoebe's? Mike.
Mike. Yeah. Paul Rudd didn't make any appearance. Although you do see him in the behind the scenes. Of the last episode, but he doesn't make an appearance. Some people were kind of bummed about that. And actually, I wonder why they didn't bring him back. It's kind of strange.
I mean, I didn't see any update on that or any information. But I actually totally forgot because I was so into the characters that I forgot about. I mean, like, it was a big deal. Tom Selleck was there. Danny DeVito, you know, BTS. And
Lady
stuff,
Gaga
and
had
Charlie. Smelly Cat.
Lady Gaga. And
I love the reaction of Lisa Kudrow. I feel like they didn't tell her that, you know, a whole, you know, church choir was going to sing Smelly Cat like that, because her reaction was just so genuine. And so Phoebe too. It was very Phoebe. Yeah. I loved it. I wanted to bring up another thing. They also brought in a few details about the show that they weren't celebrities, but they were a big part of the show, like very funny. Like, the church choir thing with Smelly Cat. And then also the, what do you call it? The barbershop quartet for Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also played the quiz, which was my favorite episode, the one with the embryos, I think that was the name of the episode.
That was the best part of me.
I was freaking out. I was freaking out because that's my favorite. That's my favorite episode. Yeah. And I feel like the reason why it felt really nostalgic is because, you know, most of the times the writers revealed that it came to a point where they were writing the characters or they were writing the story based on who they are as people and not the characters anymore. They're not making up stuff anymore. So I think it was really nostalgic that they were also acting that way during the reunion because they're being themselves.
Yeah. You know? I like the story ni Joey or ni Sawyer. See, that's what I'm saying. We're referring to them as their friends.
As their characters.
Yeah, but see, Matt LeBlanc, when he told them about the story of how he got the job.
Yeah.
He got drunk the night before the audition and he busted his nose on like the toilet seat or something. Shit. And he came into the audition with a busted nose and he told the truth about what happened the night before. And he got the job, man. I thought that was really neat.
I mean, come on. He's also really striking.
Yeah,
even with a busted nose, I feel like he'd be up there. Do you know what I mean? He'd still be part of the 90%, man.
Yeah, yeah. Very true. Very true.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Because I rewatched the whole series maybe once or twice a year. I love it. I love it. I mean, like, you can't say anything about it. And every time I rewatch the first episode or the first few episodes, I'm just always so shocked at how good looking Matt LeBlanc is.
Oh, he's so hot, bro.
He is so freaking hot, man. Especially that episode where they were having a flashback of Monica moving in with Phoebe.
Okay. Tama ba?
Or Phoebe moving in with Monica. Sorry. It was Joey moving in.
Yes.
And then Monica wanted to help her and help him and give him like iced tea or lemonade or something. Yeah. And then he just started stripping because he thought they were going to have sex.
Yeah.
That episode, he looked so good, dude. Yeah. He looked so good. Gosh. As in like, I would be hello. If that happened to me.
Dude, Matt LeBlanc's a good looking guy, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So but cute.
The best part of me, for me, like you said, the quiz, the recreation of the quiz game was awesome. And I think the table read scenes where they cut between the table read and then the actual scene, like they replayed the scene. I thought that was really well done. The way they filmed it and presented it was really cool. The James Corden part was all right for me.
I mean, I didn't find anything. Oh, sorry, something fell.
People were hating on James Corden.
I know. I didn't find anything.
It was okay. Like I don't find him annoying. It's just,
I feel like at this point it's already expected. I choose not to look at the negative comments because honestly, I didn't find anything wrong with it. He was just being himself. He was a fan and he didn't make it the James Corden show. He made it all about the cast members.
Mm-hmm.
And even acknowledged the fans who were there.
And I guess one other little thing that I wish they did differently. Like I know like BTS and David Beckham and whatever, we're all, you know, cause it shows how globally it impacted the show impacted the world. But I wish they kind of just spent more time with the people that were actually on the show, like Sina Tom Selleck and see Janice. I forget her real name.
Yeah.
Like I wish they kind of had just a little bit more more maybe behind the scenes stories about them, maybe.
I was thinking maybe they were scared that people weren't going to watch it without the presence of all these celebrities.
So. Maybe.
But
it brings in a younger audience too. Like
true.
I think Janice, like out of all the side characters, she was able to tell a story, right? She said how she got the laugh because Matthew Perry was so funny.
Yeah. And it just brings back memories, just hearing the laugh. And she could still do it. I mean,
Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing.
Oh, man. Any more thoughts on the Friends reunion, Rika Gigi? All right. What pal? All right. Last thing, a little segue here. Since we're talking about Friends, we're talking about Friends in real life now. Eli Buendia, so the former Eraserheads frontman said in March that the band were never friends, but that they worked well together. And it prompted a lot of people to kind of say, like, why weren't you friends? Like, weren't you a band? blah, blah, blah. So in this interview, he said that, you know, why hate on people who want to tell the truth? I didn't ask to be interviewed. Nananahimik na nga ako dito eh. Living a happy life. Kayo yung makulit about the E-heads. The music is all that matters. Have you forgotten about that? And who wrote most of it? Question mark. Just true. Saying.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, come to think of it, I think the best time that I had in work, and you know, I do juggle like parang different types of work.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, most of the time I enjoy it because I'm not as close to my workmates.
Mm.
So I, on some level, I get it. Also because, you know, I am the type of person who likes to put walls up. So even though we are friends, you know, we don't really know everything about me.
Yeah.
So I'm not that type of person that would just divulge everything so that we can become good friends.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't know. It's kind of like my type of friendship is more like an onion. You know, you peel it day by day, year by year. And I'm not an open book.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it.
By the way, this was made on guested on Wake Up with Jim and Seb. So this is where the comments came from. But it kind of just resurfaced because the episode came out in March. And I will be honest, I didn't listen to the episode, but he made this interview in March and it kind of just resurfaced recently on social media. So I wonder why now people are bringing it up.
Was it because of the Friends reunion? People kept Googling Friends.
Maybe.
And then the article just comes up, Friends.
Yeah. But yeah, to also kind of jump on your point, I've been with coworkers, for example, like in the States, like I worked at a movie theater where I didn't like all my coworkers. Or we weren't like, you know, we wouldn't hang out after work. But at work, we just did our thing, right? I mean, of course, you have to have some sort of respect for each other and whatnot. But I always wondered if in a band, like, how does that work, right?
And he didn't say that they hated each other. Just that they said that they're not friends. And I guess, you know what? It really makes you think that all these people making negative comments and asking him about it, I'm thinking they haven't probably been in that situation. Yung parang, because at one point, as an adult, you're going to have to deal with that not everybody will be your friend. Not everybody at your work will be your friend. And that's okay. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they lasted as long as they did though, right? How many, the statistics here, like they released 7 albums. But I guess
they're really successful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I guess when you have that level of success, I mean, not just for the money, but just in general, like if you're so successful, like there's no reason to kind of break it up, especially even if you're not friends, as long as you're not like unhappy, mm-hmm. it's okay, diba?
Yeah. I mean, like just an example for us, for you and me, it's not like we talk every single day and you know every single detail about my life, but we do work well together.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why we work well together.
Why? Because we don't know everything?
Not naman, but it's more like, you know, we divulge it when we want to.
Yeah,
it's not like a forced thing because, you know,
We have to tell each other everything.
Yeah. We want to tell each other everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But of course, we're friends. But, you know, I'm just making a point that it can happen that you guys are not friends, but you work well with each other.
Yeah. So to the people who are bashing Eli Buendia and saying like, you shouldn't have broken up the band or, you know, you guys are friends. Why did you break up? Don't do that.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Aren't you happy that they made really good music?
Yeah, man.
Hindi sana wala kayong kinakantang kanta dyan sa karaoke nga at 3 a.m. Mas nalasing kayo.
ang huling El Bimbo, di ba? There wouldn't be...
Exactly.
There wouldn't
exactly,
be that music
play.
Di ba? So yeah, I mean, that. Anything else you want to share about this? Like, if you are a band, do you have to be friends with each other? No, I don't think so. Just maybe have, you know, professional courtesy and respect for one another.
Because,
and if you think about it too, right? Like the... Like if you look at bands that broke up, like I feel like Justin Timberlake, I'm just speculating. I feel like he's not friends with them anymore.
But you know what? If you really think about it, that's the thing. Eh? What if they were friends? And that could be also your downfall, because being friends with someone also requires, you know, emotional baggage.
Yun nga, it might be like an obligation, right? Like, why don't leave us because we're friends, right? Stay with us. Yeah, I see that coming too.
Even with like other decisions, that's why they say that don't have a business with your friends or your family members.
Yeah.
Because you need to be rational when it comes to hard decisions. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why it worked, is because, you know, they have that sort of distance with each other that they can make rational decisions for the band.
Mm-hmm. Very true. That's a great point. That is a great point that you made there. So yeah, that's Wapow, I guess, right? That's
Wapow.
That's it for the TTs today.
Dude, I just can't process that this episode is sponsored. I am just shocked to the core.
Sponsors, baby.
Kumu.
Kumu, yeah. Shout out also to Kumu, by the way. It's a live streaming app. You can connect with other live streamers. You can download it. We have the link in the podcast mix description below. You can use our link right there. But connect with streamers, and you can, you know, earn money on the app as well by live streaming. It's a really good platform. Go check it out.
Either, you know, you like to do makeup, you just want to chat with people or sing. A lot of singers there, a lot of comedians there as well. If you guys just want, you know, if you guys want a creative outlet, go check out Kumu and help us out by, is that right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Help us out by clicking the link
and downloading
downloading the app.
Yeah.
So there we go, everybody.
Let's just shout out some people on social media on the Hala Hala Show IG. Hello to Kim Untivero, to Anna Latan, Sophia Isabel, the A Girl, Tampus X Kim, Tessa Jillian. Speech Brewologist, Rock Z, Haban ZJP, Jackie Rocha, Nameless King. Hello also to Jelly Ann, Perfecting Sunny Flower, A.S. Plata, J.M. Rong, Eskwala, and Castro Nika for following us on Instagram. It's at Hala Hala Show.
On Twitter, shout out to NikartPH, who says, kinikilig daw siya. Hi to Joy Basco and JR Keda, Christelle Mantilla, and Kim DRD, shout out to you. Yeah. Shout out to, wait a minute, there, Erwin, who followed us. Thank you for following us. And that's it. I think that's it. Oh, by the way, who's that again? Brewologist? The one that you just said?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wala lang. Parang fun lang because he was listening to us while brewing coffee.
Yeah.
While doing a pour over. Right? I know. Thank you. You know, my two passions in life, coffee and podcast.
There you go. follow us everywhere. It's the Hala Hala Show, except for on Instagram, where it's just Hala Hala Show. You can email us at thehalahalashow@gmail.com and join our Facebook group, Hala Hala Show. Let's FM. And thank you to Podcast Network Asia. They have new podcasts, by the way, Rika G. Tambalan with Christopher and Nicole Hayala.
What? Yeah,
Tambalan podcast. If you want to check that out, check out all the Podcast Network Asia podcasts. They are growing and we are here for it, baby.
We are here for it. Oh my gosh. You know what? Actually, super Lodi level si Nicole Hayala, TBH. I'm just gonna fangirl for a little bit. She's like, I think, isn't she like the first female radio station manager in Manila or in the Philippines or something like that?
I know for sure.
I believe she was featured in one of the programs in CNN. And wala lang, parang fangirling in the same network.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. Oh, speaking of same network, we're going to have a Tres Leches. I don't know if we're bringing it out next week or this week or next week, but it is going to be a banger, man.
Yeah. Oh, gas, dude.
It's gonna be bussin', bro.
Bussin'. Right. Sheesh. Sheesh.
That's it.
Oh God, I can't believe it.
Extra song. Do 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 do
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.